It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The federal government is open for business today. That's not usually a headline on a Monday morning, but after last week, Washington is taking very little for granted. The budget deal struck last Friday night covers just the next 6 months and still will have to be approved by Congress.
President Obama will deliver a speech Wednesday on long-range deficits, and sometime this week, the House is expected to approve a new budget plan for next year that includes big changes in Medicare and Medicaid.
And then there's the looming battle over the federal debt ceiling. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne sorts it all out for us.
Even as both sides sort out who won and who lost in the deal to keep the government running, the White House is stepping up its participation as the next phase of budget wrangling ensues. Senior advisor David Plouffe announced yesterday that President Obama will address the nation Wednesday on the topic of reducing the deficit. On NBC's Meet the Press, Plouffe indicated that the president will embrace more of the recommendations from the bipartisan debt commission he appointed last year.
Many of the debt commission's suggestions were in the president's budget. For instance, freezing the pay of federal workers for a period of time, fundamental reform of the government. We obviously then have to do more, and that's what the president's going to lay out.
But for Republicans, the president is a late arrival to the effort to cut government spending. Also on Meet the Press, Paul Ryan, who chairs the House Budget Committee, said the GOP leadership feels good about last week's deal, which includes $38 billion in cuts for the rest of the current fiscal year. But
this is really still a drop in the bucket. We want to move from talking about saving billions of dollars to going on to saving trillions of dollars.
There have been loud complaints from liberal Democrats that last week's deal cut too much, and a lot of Republicans, especially those aligned with the Tea Party, say the GOP got far too little, meaning the Republican leadership may have to rely on Democratic votes to get the deal finalized later this week. But also on the docket for late in the week is a new budget resolution written by Congressman Ryan. Most controversial is its plan to turn Medicare for seniors into a subsidized insurance program and Medicaid for the poor into a block grant program run by the states.
Medicaid's broken, and throwing more money at a broken system doesn't work. We've gotten dozens of letters from governors saying, give us the freedom to fix Medicaid our own way in our own states, and we're giving them that freedom.
The Ryan proposal makes permanent the tax cuts from the Bush years for all income groups and lowers further the rate for the highest incomes. So Democrats see an opportunity to paint the GOP as cutting programs for the poor and the middle class while pursuing new tax breaks for the well-off. Presidential advisor David Plouffe yesterday morning on NBC.
And I don't think the American people are going to sign up for something that puts most of the burden on the middle class, people trying to go to college, on senior citizens.
Then there's the other looming showdown over the debt ceiling, which now stands at $14 trillion, but will soon need to be increased so the nation can meet its outstanding obligations. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is part of a bipartisan group of six senators working together on solutions to the long-term deficit question. On CNN yesterday, Durbin said it's dangerous to play politics with the debt ceiling.
Now, instead of risking government shutdown, we are risking a second recession. If we default on America's debt with this debt ceiling, it will have a dramatic negative impact on America's economy.
But it's not so clear-cut for many Republicans, especially those elected with help from the Tea Party. Among them, Bill Huizinga of Western Michigan, who was far from satisfied. He spoke on NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday.
I'm not sure what we're doing. You know, we had outpatient surgery last night. What we need is a heart transplant, and we have got to get more serious about this.
All of which says the fight to find compromise last week was just a preview of coming confrontations for this Congress and the White House. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.